Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, from Pinecone, here's North Carolina Heritage Award recipient Sheila K. Adams will perform as part of this year's Heritage Award ceremony May 25th. Adams traces her balladry roots back seven generations to her Scots Irish forebears who made the mountains of Madison County their home in the mid-1700s. Sheila K. Adams is the key figure in carrying forward the tradition of unaccompanied ballad singing that has enriched her community for more than two centuries. That from George Holt, who nominated Adams for the award. He goes on to say she has promoted the beauty of ballad singing throughout our country and beyond, ensuring that it will be perpetuated by younger generations of singers well into the 21st century. Again, North Carolina Heritage Award recipient Sheila K. Adams will perform as part of this year's Heritage Award ceremony on May 25th. Synth pop band St. Lucia will headline this year's Rock and Roll Raleigh Marathon and Half Marathon post-race festival. The New York band will play on Sunday, April 10th, at the Rock and Roll Concert Series post-race concert at Red Hat Amphitheater. The concert is free and open to the public. Singer-songwriter Gavin DeGraw will kick off the weekend of sports and music on Friday, April 8th, with a show at Red Hat Amphitheater. Limited complimentary tickets are available for marathon and half-marathon participants. Tickets can be reserved online. Non-runners can purchase tickets for $25 through Ticketmaster. On Saturday, April 9th, after the first Rock and Roll Raleigh 5K, there will be a Finish Line Festival featuring live music. The Rock and Roll Marathon and Half Marathon is presented by WRAL. This year's featured charity is the V Foundation. The North Carolina Azalea Festival is coming up very soon, April 7th through the 10th. And the Abbott Brothers are the headliners this year. They will perform on April 7th. Of course, the Azalea Festival is in Wilmington. Converge North Carolina, founded in 2013, seeks to enrich the cultural identity of our area and investigate the concept of Southernness. Their goal is to create a festival that reflects the inimitable spirit of our place and time. The fourth annual Converge North Carolina Southern Music Festival is Friday, April 15th, The Plaza at 140 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Moogfest, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Moogfest is the synthesis of music, art, and technology. Since 2004, Moogfest has brought together artists, futurist thinkers, inventors, entrepreneurs, designers, engineers, scientists, and musicians. By day, Moogfest is a platform for conversation and experimentation. By night, Moogfest presents cutting-edge music in venues throughout the city of Durham. Moogfest is a tribute to Dr. Robert Moog and the profound influence his inventions have had on how we hear the world. Again, Moogfest, May 19th through the 22nd in Durham. Speaking of Durham, DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center, 919-680-2787, and the Ticket Center is located on Vivian Street in Durham, where you can also purchase tickets, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Coming up Monday, March 28th, Duran Duran, the Paper Gods Tour. Friday, April 1st, Get the Let Out, from the bombastic and epic to the folky and mystical. Get the Let Out has captured the essence of the recorded music of Led Zeppelin and brought it to the big concert stage. Saturday, April 2nd, two shows of Ron White, and you know him, of course, as a third of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour group. Sunday, April 3rd, it is Yanni. Tuesday and Wednesday, the 5th and 6th of April, Million Dollar Quartet. This is the high-voltage Tony Award-winning Broadway musical inspired by the phenomenal true story of the famed recording session that brought together rock and roll icons Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins. Friday, April 8th at DPAC, Joel McHale. Joel is one of the most sought-after comedians and actors in the industry. McHale recently wrapped his 12th and final season of E's The Soup. Sunday, April 10th, 4th Annual Bull City Food and Beer Experience. The event is designed to stimulate and educate your palate and mind through the pairing of local food showcasing 35 Durham restaurants and unbelievable beer from 35 premier craft and import breweries. In addition to the food and beer pairings, they're bringing back the popular onstage experience. As you mingle on stage and experience DPAC from a grand perspective that few get to experience, you will have the opportunity to sample a variety of food and drink from local vendors and meet the people behind them. Thursday, April 14th, a night with Janis Joplin. Friday, April 15th, Alton Brown Live, Eat Your Science, all-new live culinary variety show. With Eat Your Science, fans can expect more comedy, talk show antics, multimedia presentations, and music. But Alton Brown is adding a slew of fresh ingredients, including new puppets, songs, bigger and potentially more dangerous experiments, and what every cook needs in his kitchen. Fire. Saturday, April 16th, Celtic Woman, Destiny World Tour. April 19th through the 24th, it's Cabaret. As part of their 50th anniversary season, the critically acclaimed and award-winning Roundabout Theater Company is proud to present this Tony Award-winning production of Cabaret. Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, Carolina Ballet presents Macbeth. May 3rd through the 8th, it is 42nd Street. Wednesday, May 18th, it's Dan and Phil. The Amazing Tour is Not on Fire, a theatrical stage show with hilarious anecdotes, sketches, lots of audience interaction we'll probably regret, a loose story tying it all together, and some surprises you'll never see coming. Thursday, May 19th, Aretha Franklin. This is a rescheduled performance from January. And on Friday, May 20th, Making a Murderer's Dean Strang and Jerry Buting, a conversation on justice. Dean and Jerry were defense attorneys for Stephen Avery from the Netflix documentary series Making a Murderer. The two attorneys talk about the Stephen Avery case and its broader implications, as well a discussion on the larger topic of the American criminal justice system. All right, we're going to move on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. Phone number there, 919-996-8700. April 1st through the 3rd, the Barber of Seville, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. Who can help a young nobleman as he tries to woo a beautiful girl? Who can help a feisty young woman foil the plans of her guardian? Only Figaro. I don't think that's right. Anyway, Seville's lively and lovable barber who does everything, Rossini's sparkling comedy returns for the first time in over a decade. April 1st and 2nd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. April 2nd is 5-4 Fighting with the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Singer-songwriter John Andrasik, best known by his stage name 5-4 Fighting, joins the North Carolina Symphony on stage for the first time ever. April 9th, Cesar Millan Live, Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium, 8 o'clock. Cesar Millan, star of the hit series Cesar 911 on Nat Geo Wild and original host of the long-running Dog Whisperer series, will reveal the secrets of happier, healthier relationships between humans and their beloved canines. April 14th through the 17th, it's Macbeth, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. April 15 and 16, Beethoven's Triple and Brahms' Double, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, April 19th, it is Pucifer at Memorial Auditorium. April 19th through the 24th, The Realish Housewives of Raleigh, a parody, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. Gather your besties and get tickets for this hilarious night out, brimming with brawls, booze, and Botox. The Realish Housewives are fully loaded and ready to take on Raleigh, washed down with a big gulp of Prosecco. Get ready for Rovanka, Claudia, Louise, Gwen, Desiree, Brooke, and your host Randy as they take on events and people making headlines in Raleigh. Wednesday, April 20th, it's Welcome to Night Vale, Maymandy Concert Hall. April 22nd and 23rd, Classical Mystery Tour, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Yeah, 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 the Fab Four are back. April 29th through May 9th, WIT, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater. Winner of the 1999 Pulitzer Prize for Drama and the Lucille Lortel Award for Best Play, it tells the story of Vivian Baring, Ph.D., who has been diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer. She is a renowned professor of English who has spent years studying and teaching the brilliant and difficult metaphysical sonnets of John Donne. April 29th and 30th, Beethoven's Violin Concerto, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. And Friday, May 6th, A Day in Paris, North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. Up next, audio describe performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It is a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Okay, Tuesday, April 5th, Sweeney Todd, Playmakers Repertory Company, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. This brilliant tale of obsession and revenge, Sweeney Todd combines melodrama, murder, and the worst pies in London with a sumptuous score by the incomparable Stephen Sondheim. Join the murderous barber and his culinary accomplice, Mrs. Lovett, for a spellbinding evening of comic turns and thrilling drama. Sunday, April 10th, on the audio described list, Spoonface Steinberg, Burning Coal Theater. This is Murphy School Auditorium, Raleigh. The author of Billy Elliot brings us a much different tale, the story of a 12-year-old autistic girl attempting to navigate the perilous waters of modern-day life while dealing with an even more catastrophic, life-threatening illness. April 17th and 20th, Charlotte's Web, Raleigh Little Theater at 5, part of the Youth Series this year. tale of friendship and loyalty, the end of the season could mean that Wilbur the pig ends up as dinner. But with the help of his friend Charlotte, a gray spider, they hatch a plan to save him and make it to the county fair. Thursday, April 21st, Cabaret, Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, at 7:30. Welcome to the infamous Kit Kat Club, where the MC, Sally Bowles, and a raucous ensemble take the stage nightly to tantalize the crowd and to leave their troubles outside. Saturday, May 7th, Witt North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. Winner of the 1999 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Witt tells the story of Vivian Baring, Ph.D., a renowned professor of English who has been diagnosed with terminal ovarian cancer. Saturday, May 7th, 42nd Street, DPAC, 8 o'clock. 42nd Street tells the story of a starry-eyed young dancer named Peggy Sawyer, who leaves her Allentown home and comes to New York to audition for the new Broadway musical Pretty Lady. When the star breaks her ankle, Peggy takes over and becomes a star. Sunday, May 15th, it's Beer Town, Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Which object best tells the story of who we are today? Part civic ceremony, part theatrical pageant, Beer Town immerses audiences in an unconventional debate around the town's time capsule. Every performance begins with a dessert potluck. Please bring a dessert to share. Sunday, May 15th, on the audio described performances list is Lyle the Crocodile, presented by Applause, Cary Youth Theater at 3 o'clock on Sunday, May 15th. Lyle the Friendly Crocodile turns up in a New York City apartment bathtub and becomes instant friends with everyone except for mean Mr. Grumps, who hates Lyle, parades, people, and pretty much everything. Finally, even Mr. Grumps learns not to judge others by how different they may seem, but instead to love people and crocodiles for who or what they are. Saturday, May 28th, If Then, DPAC at 8 o'clock. If Then is a contemporary Broadway musical about living in New York today and all the possibilities of tomorrow, with unforgettable songs and a deeply moving story by the Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning creators of Next to Normal, this fascinating, ambitious, and original new musical, that from the New York Post, simultaneously follows one woman's two possible life paths, painting a deeply moving portrait of the lives we lead as well as the lives we might have led. Additional note, Durham Performing Arts Center, Carolina Ballet, and Theater in the Park have all committed to offer audio description for performances requested with a two-week advanced notice. Call the box office of the respective theater to purchase tickets and request additional accommodations. All right, looking at upcoming events in Knightdale. The town of Knightdale will be celebrating Bike Month in style. Psyched About Bikes will be located at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater on Saturday, May 9th from 10 to 12. No time like the present. Start something delicious this spring with a new weekday lunch and dinner option in a beautiful outdoor setting. Every Thursday in Knightdale from April through June, Knightdale will host a new truck at Knightdale Station for lunch and dinner. Just look for it from 11 a.m. to 2 and 5 to 8 near the amphitheater. Rain or shine, shelters are covered. And Knightdale Parks and Recreation hosts an outdoor movie night series each spring. This event is free and open to the public. The series will be held at the Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater, and the movies begin at dusk. Series dates for spring 2016. April 8th, May 13th, June 10th, and June 24th. at the Halle Cultural Arts Center in Apex, April 29th through May 1st. Don't dress for dinner. The cook is Suzette, the lover is Suzanne, the friend is bewildered, the wife is suspicious, the husband is losing his mind, and everyone is guaranteed a good time at this hilarious romp through the French countryside. This comedy was a smash hit in Paris, where it played for over 2 years, and in London, where it ran for 6 years at the Apollo and Duchess theaters. It has since played in theaters all over the U.S. and the English-speaking world. Performances are at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday evenings and at 3 p.m. on Sunday. That's at the Halle Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Okay, coming up at 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill, these events are all held on Friday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. April 8th, Spring Swing Kickoff. April 15th, The Beat of the Street. April 22nd, Care to Dance. April 29th, Creating an Uproar. May 6th, Spinnin' and Grinnin'. May 13th, Hudson and Haw in the Plaza. May 20th, Come One, Come All. And May 26th, Foot Stomping, Fist Raising. Carrie's 2016 Sertoma Series. The following concerts are free and open to the public at Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park in Cary. Saturday, May 14th, Mile 12, sponsored in part by Pinecone. Saturday, June 11th, the Honey Dewdrops, again sponsored in part by Pinecone. Friday, June 17th, Triangle Brass Band. Saturday, July 9th, the Harris Brothers, sponsored in part by Pinecone, as is the event on Saturday, August 13th, Charm City Junction. Some events coming up in Cary. Sunday, April 17th, Chatham Street Chowdown. This is a food truck rally. Wednesday, May 4th is Senior Citizens Day. Saturday, May 14th, Ritmo Latino Festival. And Saturday, May 21st, Wheels on Academy. In Wake Forest, the 2016 Six Sundays in Spring Concert Series will be held on consecutive Sundays, April 24th through the 29th. Concerts start at 5 p.m. each week at Carol Joyner Park Amphitheater. Here's the rundown for the Six Sundays in Spring. In Wake Forest, April 24th, Bone Slinger. May 1st, E.G. Peters Band. May 8th, Affirmative Groove. May 15th, the Johnny Folsom Four. May 22nd, Fayol Liath. I hope I'm right with that. May 29th, is Jamrock. Again, those are the Six Sundays in Spring concert series in Wake Forest. Clayton, Senior Recognition Day, always the third Friday in May in the Council Chambers of the Clayton Center. Town Square Concert Series. These free concerts bring more than 1,000 people to Clayton's Town Square. Every year, five different bands cater to a variety of musical tastes. These concerts are the third Thursday of each month, May to September. Millstock Art and Music Festival, Clayton's annual summer arts festival, is brought to you by Clayton Visual Arts, Inc., the first Saturday in June on Horn Square. Also at the Clayton Center, Saturday, April 30th, Mike Ferris. Mike Ferris plays gospel, soul, and blues. He was the founder and lead singer of Nashville, Tennessee group Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies, but has been a solo act since 2001. Performance starts at 8 and tickets are $25. The Clayton Center is located on East 2nd Street in Clayton. Upcoming event at North Hills Shopping Center in Raleigh, Saturday, May 14th, 20th Annual Triangle British Classic Car and a Motorcycle Show. That's 8:30 to 3:30. And the Midtown Beach Music Series returns to North Hills for its ninth season on Thursday night at the Commons. April 21st, it's the Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. April 28th, Liquid Pleasure. May 5th, the Catalinas. May 12th, Band of Oz. May 19th, Too Much Sylvia. May 26th, Steve Owens and the Summertime Band. June 2nd is the Legacy Band. And we'll expand that rundown as the summer moves on. Also at North Hills, the Midtown Music Fest, 2 to 9 p.m. at Midtown Park, April 30th. That event features Caitlin Reed, Noah Guthrie, Jack the Radio, and Craven Mellon. Garner Performing Arts Center, March 31st and April 1st and 2nd, More Than a Name, April 15, 16, 22, and 23, Godspell, and April 30th, David Burnham. This is at the Garner Performing Arts Center. Holly Springs Cultural Center, Tuesdays, April 5th and 19th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents the Saggy Baggy Elephant at 11 a.m. Saturday, April 9th, Holly Springs Community Band presents Around the World in a Daze, and that performance is at 7:30. Saturday, April 23rd, at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, Will Durst, Elect to Laugh, the Clean Comedy Series at 7:30. Durst is acknowledged by peers and press alike as one of the premier political satirists in the country. Tuesdays, May 3rd and 17th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Gingerbread Man at 11 a.m. And then on Saturday, May 21st, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents That Old Man River at 7:30. Route 55 Jazz Orchestra was founded in 2006, and its membership consists of community musicians who are serious about their commitment to making authentic big band jazz. Okay, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.